Unsettled weather will occur across the Midwest from now into Saturday. We'll look for precipitation to impact a very large part of the region, and some of it will be snowfall. The majority of the precipitation of significance will hold off until we get into Friday and Saturday. During that time period, we'll likely see the majority of the most significant precipitation, and we're expecting to see it come from a low-pressure center that is going to be forming out in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt and working its way northeastward over time. The first little disturbance is already present out in the central plains and will likely produce a mixture of rain and snow from many areas in Illinois and Missouri back to the Dakotas today, including parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota. Most of the frozen precipitation will occur in the northern parts of this particular region. We're not expecting the majority of the moisture to be great enough to cause serious problems, but there will be some travel delay in a part of the region. The majority of this precipitation event, though, is not expected to be all that impressive. We will look for moisture totals running upwards to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch, and there will be some significant snows in the upper parts of the region. But for most of the lower eastern Midwest, it will be a rain event today with some drizzle, and perhaps in the northern parts of the region, we might see some freezing drizzle or a wintry mix of precipitation types. A new low pressure center will form in the Delta as we get out towards Friday and into early Saturday, and that system will likely produce a new band of precipitation. Moderate amounts of rain will occur in the Ohio River Valley area and areas northeast from there into parts of the Ohio itself, and we'll look for a band of snow to occur and behind it, maybe occurring from Missouri up into parts of Michigan and Wisconsin, and that event may generate some moderate amounts of snow accumulation. We'll need to keep a close eye on that event. So if you're going to be traveling in that corridor from Missouri to Michigan or Wisconsin, and as we get into the weekend, be aware that there is potential there for some moderate to maybe even some heavy snowfall for a little while. The eastern parts of the Midwest will see mostly rain, but at the end of this precipitation event, probably sometime late Saturday or early Sunday, we'll see a little snowfall occur across some of the eastern areas as well. Snow accumulations are not expected to be very impressive outside of that band from Missouri to Michigan and Wisconsin. And we'll look for the moisture totals with this whole period from now into Sunday running anywhere from a couple tenths to 3/4 of an inch. There will be a possibility of a few spots in Missouri maybe getting upwards to an inch or a little bit more, maybe an inch, 1.5 inches in a few locations. That's not going to be welcomed in the region because of the flooding that has occurred in recent past days. We will look for drier weather to follow this, but more importantly, it'll be colder. Most of the Midwest will see the temperatures plummet behind this particular period of unsettled weather. And we'll look for the afternoon temperatures late in the weekend to struggle to get out of the 20s and 30s in a large part of the region. There may actually be some areas in the upper Midwest that stay below zero during the afternoons coming up here at two different points. Maybe the first one will be on Saturday going into Sunday, and the second time period will probably be during midweek next week. We expect to see some of that bitter cold air in across the Great Lakes region as well, but it won't be quite so cold there. We'll see some temperatures in the teens for highs. The lowermost parts of the Midwest during the cooler days will probably see temperatures staying in the 20s and lower 30s, and that's most likely to occur on Sunday, and more likely again during the middle part of next week, maybe Thursday. We'll look for the lowest temperatures at night to fall below zero in many areas in the upper Midwest, the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Nebraska and Iowa, maybe a little bit further south, and we'll look for some single-digit readings to occur down into parts of Illinois as we get into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.